Hello, hello, my magical friends. This is Annika with Witchful Ways in another podcast episode. So we are in the first week of January 2021. What a heck of a year we went through, right? And we're still continuing to go through stuff. But we were talking about this in the Sister Circle membership with the channeled messaging that came through. And I'm not going to share that entire thing because that's obviously for members. But one part of it that came through that I was talking about during that was taking stock in and evaluating where you were at in the past year. What did you achieve? Where are you at now compared to where you were at last year at this time? What did you achieve? What did you miss? What did you hit out of the ballpark? What can you learn from it, right? All those things. But not only that, but by taking a little bit of time, make it a nice, comfy ritual kind of thing if you want to. That's what I like to do. Take a little bit of time to do a year in review. Review the year 2020 and write it down. Really sit down and take stock of what happened during the year and write it down. Because then the following year, around Thanksgiving-ish time, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Yule-ish time, right? I like to pull out this spiral notebook that has all the previous years past in it, right? Like how many years can you fit in a spiral notebook? You write in it for a page or two, maybe three. I don't know if you're a big journaler, maybe four or five pages you have. And you can review where you're at now. And you sit back and you look at some of those things and you go, wow, 5 years ago, I would have never imagined myself being in this wonderful place that I am now, or in this job that I am now, or being so self-sufficient as I am now, or whatever it is, right? Like if you think back 5 years, 10 years ago, and even 1 year ago, and you go, you know what? I want to relive and remember all the things that were great about this past year, as well as all the things that were hard, because we learn lessons from both of those. That's what makes us grow. That's part of shadow work, right? And we have to do that. And I think the end of the year or the beginning of the new year, right? December, January is a great time to do a review of your previous year. So I am going to talk about the different kinds of things that I go over in my year of review. Again, I take a spiral notebook. It's not anything that's fancy, and start writing in it. If you feel more comfortable, and I have noticed as technology takes over more and more, that I'm able to write less and less before I get a hand cramp. So a lot of times I take it to typing, right, to putting it in on the computer, and then printing it out and putting it in those pages and taping it on those pages so I have some physical form to page through during my end of the year review ritual, right? So whatever you feel comfortable doing. Again, remember, you do you, Witchy Poo, right? Okay. What do I do for my year in review? Again, take out a spiral notebook, your favorite cup of something, candlelight, a little bit lighter than that if you need to write down things for those of us that are in our crone stage and have to have light to see anything. And I go through and ask myself these different questions. And I'm going to give you just a few of them to kind of give you an understanding of what I think about when I'm doing these. If you are in the Sister Circle membership, you have a year in review download that is available in there for you that you can print the whole thing off. It's like 24 pages or something. Okay. So again, take the time to sit down, get comfortable, be ready that you're going to be doing this, right? And then you start kind of going over your highlights, your memories, and your experiences. And not only the factual of, I went and saw my niece at this play. That might be something you want to write down, but you might want to write down the feelings that you got from that. That's the major part of it. How did you feel about it? What did it elicit for you? For example, I went outside on the solstice, December 21st, and went to go get my mail, and I posted this picture. There was a single dandelion I live in the Midwest. I live in Wisconsin. Okay. In December, stuff like that isn't supposed to be growing. There was one single dandelion that was grown and peeking out through the leaves that I leave out all winter long, that I don't rake away, that get in the corners of my porch. There was one lone dandelion that was bright as could be right up against the side of my porch. So when I came back in, I wrote that down during my kind of, you know, jot down things. I wrote that down because not only did I find it beautiful that there's this bright yellow, right? This sun, especially on the solstice, like there's this returning to the sunlight, this brightness, right? And here's this bright yellow dandelion that's in the middle of all this deadness, this gray, this decay. So it made a great impact on me, not only in correlation to the season, to the Sabbath, if you celebrate it, but also, what did it make me feel? It made me feel like maybe this was a message, right? That I'm forging forward into something where I can create out of what once was and make something new and different and beautiful. Maybe a lone dandelion doesn't mean that for you, or wouldn't mean that for you. But for me, in that moment, that's what it meant. So that's what I write down. Because then in the next year, as I go through it and go, you know what? Oh, yeah. Because you can write down, saw that dandelion. You go, yes, I remember that dandelion. That was great. But you don't remember the feelings maybe that it gave you, the immediate thoughts that it gave you afterwards. And that's where a lot of the magic is held, right? That's where a lot of the messages kind of hide themselves. So let's talk about highlights, memories, and experiences. So one of the things, I break these down into like different areas. One thing that I work with is my favorites. What was your favorite book that you read this past year? What was your favorite television show? What was your live performance if you attended one? I don't think a whole lot of us did much in 2020, but what was the new greatest new musical, you know, talent that you discovered? Was there a song that you listened to again and again and again? What was your favorite movie? Your favorite meal that you ate this past year? How would you describe your personal style or fashion sense for the year? And was there any public figures or celebrity that you admired the most and why? Then I go on to a money area. That's a complex situation, right? Altogether. But again, just kind of in review, how did I earn money this past year? From a job, from a side business, from a hobby, extra money? What was it? Where did I spend the most of my money? Were there big ticket items that I bought? And how did I feel about that? How did I save money during this year? Did I reduce expenses or go resale shopping? Did I take on a lot of debt this year and why? Were there moments in the year that made me feel financially anxious and how did I handle those? Then I go into routines. So my time and routines. So what places did I spend most of my time this year? I think a lot of us that was at home, right? What activities took up a lot of your time this year? Are there activities or hobbies that you wish you had spent more time on? Did you create or make any time-saving techniques or habits throughout the year? Did you find new ways to marry your magical and your mundane life together? Was there a negative habit that you dropped during the year? And how did it improve your life? Then go on to home and family. Did anyone in your home or yourself or somebody that you love give birth to someone new? Did someone close to you die? Did someone get married? Move into a new home? Did you attend any major gatherings? Normally, again, we're in pandemic 2020, so that really didn't happen for a lot of us, but you get the idea again. Did you develop a stronger relationship with a family member that maybe you hadn't had before? And then I go into my pleasures. What simple pleasures did you enjoy this year? What was your favorite hobby? What was the best joke I heard this past year? And what was the most fun activity of the year for me? And then moving into my health, what was my physical health like this year? What did I feel like this past year? What was my diet like? Diet being a noun, never a verb. What was my diet like? What kinds of physical activities did I engage in? Did I begin some new fancy exercise routine? Or did I practice self-care this year, and how did I do that? Did I try any other routines or practices to improve my health? And then I go into relationships. Who did I spend most of my time with this year? Who is one person that I met this past year that I'd like to get to know better, and why? Who did I meet this year who had the biggest impact on my life, and in what way? Who did I miss the most? Who had the biggest positive surprise to me this year? Then I move into my fears. What's the scariest thing that you went through this year? Did you stand up for yourself? When and how? What situation maybe did you face head on this year rather than avoiding it? Whose behavior had me appalled, disgusted, or disappointed? What was it, and why did I have that reaction? Was I reacting or responding? Right? We all know those are two different things. Okay. When did I slow someone else's progress? Maybe. Why? Why would I do that? Okay. Then I go into my adventures. Again, 2020, we don't have a whole lot to go through, but what were the some of the ways that you got out of your comfort zone this year? So maybe that has to do with learning, you know, the whole Zoom thing. What were some of the best adventures that I had in the year? Did you travel to any new or different places during the year? What new things did I try that I discovered that I loved? What things did I try that I discovered that I hated? And then I go into my work in the world. So did my work enable me to fulfill my personal calling this year? That's always my biggest one for me. And then was I satisfied with the work that I did this year? Why and why not? Maybe you changed careers or jobs this year. And this year being 2020, of course. How would you describe your work that year to someone else? Then I go into my grace and gratitudes. So what are the things that I'm most grateful for the year? Did I give my time or my money to any causes that I care about? Who needed my encouragement this year? What did I say or do to help them? What was the nicest thing that somebody did for me this year? And what was the nicest thing that I did for somebody else? Who did you thank or need to thank for their role in your life over the past year? And then lastly, I go into the solitude and the shadow stuff, right? That sabotaging stuff, such as, did I make time this year to spend in solitude or in silence? What was my meditation practice like? What activities did I engage in to escape from other things? Were there any situations in which I felt excluded or exiled from, and what were the circumstances around it? And then what thoughts, beliefs, or excuses kept me from making progress towards my goals? That can bring you down into the hole of shadow work, right? So those are the things that I kind of go through and sit down and think about and add to my yearly notes at the end of the year. So hopefully that makes sense, because it's really an amazing thing when you go at the next year and you pull it out and you kind of page through those as before you begin your 2021 end of the year review. You'll go over your 2020, because then you have your notes to go over. What did you jot down? Like my dandelion, right? On the 21st of December, I jotted that down. All the little things that happen, a nephew being born, or a great nephew actually being born, right? What did I feel the moment that I first saw him, the first time I saw him? You know, those kind of things. And also include your magical aspect to it. right? Like what, I mean, maybe we all don't, but some of us have book shadows, journals, whatever you want to call it, mirror books, whatever, that you keep track of your magical workings. And you also kind of sometimes keep track of your feelings on it. But when something happens and you weren't sure, like we all do it, right? Sometimes there's little moments in our magical lives where we go, you know what? I'm not sure if this is going to work, but I'm going to leave it up to universe to bring it to me anyways. But, you know, we all do that every once in a while. And then when it happens, because you actually did get to that point where you can believe it's coming, that you're deserving of it, when you did your manifesting work, which, by the way, is not just wishing, and we're going to go over that next week, but when you do that and it happened and it came to you and you realize that I did this for myself, what did that make you feel? That's what you need to be writing down in there as well. Because then it allows you to step back in and remember your personal power, what you have to be thankful for. So that is what I do again for a year in review. I think it's an amazing thing. I invite everyone to do it, not only for your magical aspect, but your mundane or muggle, you know, aspect in life as well, because it really lets you sit back and take stock of what did I find most important? What did I fall short on for myself, for fulfilling for myself? What was I thinking back then, as compared to how I think about it now, and what changed my perspective? And can I apply that to any other areas, right? It's a total growth thing. And that's what it's all about. That's what this experience is about. It's about those experiences and learning from them and moving forward. And then you can leave all the crap behind in the previous year and move forward into the new year, minus all that extra baggage that you may have been still carrying and wondering about had you not gotten it down out on that paper. Okay, so a little bit longer than our 10-minute, or actually a little longer than our 15-minute podcast that is normally the length, but I really invite you to do that. Again, if you are in the Sister Circle membership, which you can find on the website at witchfulways.com, if you're interested, if you're in that membership, make sure that you look for the entire download. Again, it'll say year in review download in your membership site area. Okay, with that, thank you for joining me for another episode. I hope you had an amazing holiday season if you celebrated it. And I am wishing you nothing but blessings of peace and happiness as we move through 2021. Have a wonderfully magical rest of your day.